Hi everyone, and welcome to our story time. Today we have River.
Hello everybody.
And Miss Lauren.
Hello guys.
And we're going to be telling a story using our imagination to the fullest. We hope you guys enjoy. Stay tuned. Once upon a time, there was a little girl named Iggy.
Her parents went missing, and then she looked everywhere from them.
Oh my goodness, what? My parents are gone. My parents are gone. Mom, Dad, where are you? I can't find you. Mom, Dad, no, they're not in their rooms. Mom, Dad, are you here in the kitchen? No, they're not here in the kitchen. Where could they be? I'm leaving. I'm gonna go find them.
She wanted a Blackwood Forest. And then she saw a house, just an old house lost in the forest.
Oh, the house was so far away, but I'm gonna get to it. Oh, these trees and these limbs. Oh, the rocks under my feet. Oh, I see the house. I'm trying to make it to the house. Maybe my mom and dad went there.
What are you doing here, little girl? They may be. Why don't you come in and see?
Sure, I'll have a look. And then she went in the house and saw her parents in a very big cage.
Oh no! What have you done to my mom and dad? Mom! Dad! I can get you out of there.
She had a very big key to open the cage. But she looked everywhere and she just couldn't find a big silver key.
Iggy, Iggy, save us, save us. Yes, Iggy, save us. My darling Iggy, how did you know we were here? Mom and Dad, I'm gonna find that key and I'm gonna get you guys out of there from this big, big, bad monster man.
You won't be getting them out of there because you'll never find the key. As a matter of fact, you're gonna join them. Ha ha ha.
No, I can't. And then she tried to look for the key before she got trapped.
He trapped her so quick she wouldn't even know where the key is.
Oh, where's that key? Where's the key? Ah! Get me out of here! Stop trapping me up in this cage! Get me out of here! I'm gonna find that key!
Ha ha ha, I told you, little one. Iggy, is that your name? I told you that I would trap you. I told you that I would get you. Now you can never find the key. I have you, your mom, and your dad. Now how are you going to get out of here, little one?
My dad's stronger than you. And then I know he's going to get out of that cage.
Iggy, Iggy, we're going to make it. Hold on. Hold on, we're gonna get you out of there. Wait, Dad, wait. I have an idea. But you gotta be very quiet. When he goes to sleep, we can make plans.
He went to sleep. And then she made a plan. Once the troll woke up, she had pushed the cage and then looked in all the drawers and then she saw a big silver key.
Okay, now I'm out of the cage. I have to push it off the table in order for it to break. I hurt my knee, but it'll be okay. I just gotta get us out of this place. This very, very bad place. I don't even want to come back. It's okay, Izzy? Yeah, Izzy. Look for that key. Come on, come on.
What are you doing, girl? What are you doing? How did you get out of there?
Trap you and then unleash my parents.
Boom, boom, boom. Get out of here. I can fight because I know Taekwondo. Get out of here, Mr. Troll.
What are you doing?
All right, Mom and Dad. He's out. I'm coming.
She unlocked the doors so her mom and dad could get out. And she was starving. She ran and ran and ran into... And then she made it home.
And when we got home, Mom cooked me the best dinner ever. It was my favorite, macaroni and cheese. Thanks, Iggy.
Yeah, thank you, Izzy.
Thanks for getting us out of that cage. He came to us in the middle of the night while we were asleep. Your father tried to fight him off, but he was too strong. We have to move away out of this house.
Yes, dear, I agree with you. We have to go, because if someone ever does that again, then what?
Yeah, I agree with all of you.
Yeah, let's move.
So, Iggy and her parents packed up and ready to go. Later on that night, they decided where they would move to with everything packed up. So they went to sleep for the last time in their old house, and they were getting ready to move. But all of a sudden, in a twinkle of an eye, in the middle of the night, no more crickets, no more frogs croaking at the stroke of midnight. Only thing we heard was the door open, and Iggy and her mother and father were still asleep, and the door crept open. And the ugly old man, who was now a big nasty troll, popped through the door to get Iggy and her parents again.
Now it's really time to show them who I really am. Where are you, little one, and your parents too? I made it to your house. What are all these boxes? You thought you was gonna leave me, huh? Not today. Where are you?
Oh, Mommy, Dad, did you hear that?
No. Go back to sleep, Iggy. I didn't hear anything.
No, Iggy, we didn't hear anything. What are you talking about? Oh.
No, Mom and Dad, wake up!
Oh, honey.
And then they woke up, and then she said it again. Mom and Dad, I know you're sleeping, but did you hear that crack from the door?
Let me go up these stairs and see if I can find them, because they won't get away from me this time. No. I'm not a silly little man anymore. Now I'm a big troll. Why are you, little girl?
And now the troll gets upstairs and goes into the first door, and he opens it. But there was no one there, only a bed.
Mom and Dad, do you hear the stairs?
Now, the troll goes to door number two.
Where are ya? I'm looking for ya.
But little did the troll know, Iggy slept in her parents' room, only because she was so scared that the old man in the house in the forest had frightened her so bad, she had to sleep with her parents. Even her parents were really scared.
And
door number three.
A big old nasty yellow troll. And then he said, there you are.
Who are you?
Mom, Dad, look out! Here, Mom and Dad, catch this! Iggy hurried up and threw a box at her parents, and they both caught it with both hands together.
Mom and Dad, I made something to kill this guy. Now, all you have to do is pour it on him.
And what was in the box was...
something that kills trolls. It was magical, so you'll never come back again.
It was a box of sprinkles and glitter. Pour, Mom, pour!
What is this? What are you doing to me? I am melting! What is this ugly stuff?
Then all of a sudden, the troll just started melting with the glitter pouring all over him. And all of a sudden, it was a big hole on the floor where the troll once was.
Yeah, we did it! Thanks, Mom, we did it!
Yeah, Iggy, all because of your help.
Yeah, Iggy, thank you. Yay! Oh, Mom and Dad, I missed you guys so much.
It's been such a great time. Now we can move. And now we feel better staying home in peace.
So you don't want to move?
So let's stay home. Nice, fresh air.
Yeah. And so on.
Now the little old man, who was once an old man, but now the big nasty troll, who was once an old man, but who was also once a troll, melted in the floor, and now they could live happily ever after again. Iggy and her parents lived happily ever after in their big, wonderful house. No more scares, and out of the woods, away from any big, nasty troll. Oh,